This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Major League Baseball now recognizes the Negro Leagues as Major Leagues. That means Negro League records and statistics are being added to the majors' official history. MLB announced the change just a couple months ago. I spoke with a Monmouth College graduate who has helped lead the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum for the past quarter century. Ray Doswell began working for the museum in the summer of 1995. He's now vice president of curatorial services. He primarily takes care of exhibits and collections, and Doswell says he's especially interested in photographs.
And there's a lot of photography out there related to black baseball and the integration of baseball. And we've been more aggressive in that area. And occasionally manuscripts and letters do show up. Three-dimensional objects just kind of pop up where they are. Those are the things that may be a little bit more difficult to find that can be authenticated, like a famous player's glove or bat or something like that. Those are a little bit more rare, but not necessary for telling the story. They do help enhance the story of the Negro Leagues, but there's a lot of information in newspapers and in personal collections and mostly in photography. And in photography especially is the core content for explaining this story. And the artifacts help further that story as you move along.
Even after Jackie Robinson signed with the Dodgers and started playing for them in 1947, the leagues continued until 1960. Why is that it continued?
Well, because no one recruited the black players. It was a slow process. There was still an opportunity for them to play. Jackie Robinson didn't really end anything, and it certainly didn't end segregation as a whole in baseball. If anything else, it was a very slow, steady trickle of black and Latino talent into Major League Baseball. Some might even say that certain teams would have a quota system on recruiting players. But if they did, then these were teams that really weren't serious about winning, because it was clear that the talent pool of potential players that were available in the Negro Leagues could help teams become winners. And that was proven when Jackie Robinson made his debut, and his aggressive style of play immediately elevated the Dodgers. And teams like the New York Giants would soon follow suit, and they had great success once they got players like a young Willie Mays and Monty Irvin, among others. Those teams had a great deal of success, and most of those teams were in the National League, and the National League would win all the All-Star games for a long stretch of time. It was the greatest influx of talent in sports history, one could argue. But it still takes between 1947 and 1959 before every major league team at that time has at least one black or Latino athlete on their roster.
What do you hope people come away with after visiting the museum?
That it's a bigger story than they thought it was when they walked in. It's a broad history. It's a history that is steeped in African-American history, especially the story of the Great Migration. And you're going to learn about great athletes, but hopefully you'll have a clearer understanding of the times in which these folks lived, coming out of the migration, why they had to move across the country. This is an example in baseball of what African Americans had to do to survive in some respects, but also become more American. They embraced the great American game and staked their claim to citizenship in many ways. Maybe you thought you'd learn about great home run hitters or someone stealing a lot of bases or stats like that, but no, what you really learned about were people and what they had to do to overcome racism, segregation, and oppression. And they did that, and by doing so with the common ground of sport.
Ray Doswell says Negro League baseball players helped pave the way for integration in America, opened eyes to the evils of segregation, and showed what it could be like if everyone was given a fair opportunity. Doswell, a graduate of Monmouth College, is the vice president of curatorial services for the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City, Missouri. He says the museum is currently open with truncated hours. Rich Egger reporting.